Hi, I'm Jerry Scullion, and you're listening to Gut Talks Double G U Double T.
Hi, I'm Jerry Scullion, and you're listening to Gut Talks Double G U Double T.
There you go.
Using going back to ChatGPT, I listened to your episode. I think we mentioned Adam about 10 times on this podcast. He's on holidays now, so I'm gonna let him know. So, you interviewed Adam and Marcus after teaming up with AI. So this is what we started off talking about during this podcast. And you said you have this love and hate kind of relationship with AI.
Still,
okay.
Yeah, it's you know, we still haven't figured that out. We're working on it as we go along. I love it, and I also hate it in some ways because I can see how it's going to be misused. It's not like if, it's more like when. I just think it needs to be more considered in its how it's being applied. You know, tech hasn't really built an awful lot of trust with people over the last 10 or 15 years. So I just, like, that's where my suspicion comes from. It's not a case of, you know, I'd never use it. I do use it, like, you know, but I just think it's at that point where it could really become out of hand very quickly.
You're talking specifically about, like, generative AI, kind of ChatGPT
generative
AI,
like, you know, the stuff around deep fakes.
Yeah.
Using it within musician, kind of like to lean into their data sets, you know, even looking at Spotify and all of these places, like, how do those artists who are not even providing their data set, they're just taking their data set, how are they going to be included in the future? How are we going to, it's those quandaries. It's not, and no one has the answer to it. That's what becomes clear. Like, it's just a case of, like, it's going to happen, much like whenever Spotify and Napster were coming out in 99, 2000, 2001, we're going to have to get ready for it very quickly. But, you know, if we thought it was bad whenever things went digital in the banks and people were asking for stuff, it's going to get 100 times worse or 1,000 times worse once AI starts getting involved and you start having all these problems. So it's definitely one to remain focused on, I think. But Adam, Marcus and Florian in Nuremberg, that conference was really good, and I nearly didn't go. If it wasn't for Marcus, he rang me and he's like, will you come over? And I go, no, I can't afford it, it's too expensive. And then he's like, it's not that expensive, I looked at your flights to come over, come on. And I was like, the story behind that one is really funny because I bought the Playmobil Pro kit, which they actually worked with Frank Mueller on, and for the kids stuff. And I'd said to my wife, like, oh, look, you know, there's no real material out there how to use the Playmobil Pro kit, like, in a structured way. And Adam or Marcus had said, like, oh, come on over and we'll show you, like. And then in the same breath on WhatsApp, this event, I just assumed, didn't even look at the link, I just looked at when the dates were. And for a week or two, I was like saying, so how do you weave the Playmobil Pro kit into the AI stuff? And he's like, what are you talking about? And I go, I've bought my flights. I said, I want to go over and learn more about the Playmobil Pro. And he's like, oh, no, that was a separate thread. So I originally bought the tickets going to teaming with AI, not knowing what it was really fully about. I knew it was about AI, but I thought there was going to be something else around facilitation and using the externalization of these tools. But yeah, that was originally where it all came about. Like, but Marcus and Adam, they're really generous. They give an awful lot of time. They're helping push the craft. So yeah, it's, I don't know if they're running it again, but it's definitely one, if you're around that neck of the woods, or if you're interested in it, check out Teaming with AI. I'm not paid to say that. I just really think it's really important.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, I was in the online one, but I enjoyed that one as well. Did you get a chance to play with AI and Playmobil?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Still have the Pro kit here, like, you know, I have it at home, and we used it in the Makers and Doers school, and it was good fun. And I play with AI all the time. You know what I mean? I try and learn these different things. But I probably could do an awful lot more. To me, it's still kind of trying to figure out it's a solution, and I'm looking for a problem for it. Like, you know.
As a musician, do you also play with AI?
No, I don't. I'm
Okay.
still really old school. Still have all my guitar pedals in a big box to the side of this attic over here. So I'm still kind of analog in playing music and stuff. I look at all these people on YouTube. I'm going, God, that is so cool that you can do this kind of stuff. Wow, loop stations. That's cool. No, I'm still really old school. I still have my electric guitars and all my acoustics, and it still comes out of my hands. It doesn't come out of any AI. So that's what I do. And plus, no one in AI can beat my rendition of Baby Shark and the ukulele. So that is still what gets played mostly in my house downstairs on the uke.
I remember you had the background with your guitars, but I can't see them here.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a little bit over here. Just some of them. You could just see one neck.
Oh, I see one here. Yeah, okay.
Dark on that side of the room.
It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
This is the end of this episode of this segment with Jerry Scully. Thanks for listening, and watch out for the next one.